shifted my life dramatically. I have gone from the point of being a victim to attempting suicide as a result of my victimization to becoming an advocate and an activist and a voice in the movement to see legislation passed, not only here in Maryland, but federally in the United States to outlaw this criminal behavior.
So what actually happened to you? What was the journey that you had to go on?
So in 2010 and 2011, ex-boyfriend, we had dated back in high school in the 1980s. We rekindled our relationship in 2009 when he reached out to me after a very long separation. During the course of our rekindled relationship, he became increasingly manipulative and possessive, and so I ended it. It was also a long-distance relationship, so we exchanged nude images. And when we had broken up, when I'd ended the relationship, he threatened to create an eBay auction and sell a CD containing those nude images of me. And in fact, he did create the auction, and he sent links to friends and family and employers. I worked with eBay, and they were wonderful in helping me to get the auction down. I blocked him and all of his phone numbers and email addresses.
Yeah.
So 14 months later, after no contact, in 2011, I received an anonymous email that nude images of me had been posted on the porn website X-Hamster, and that there was somebody who was pretending to be me.
Can you remember what that felt like when you heard that? What was the emotional impact on you?
I was absolutely terrified. I Googled my name and saw the profile immediately. And so it wasn't just a nude profile. My full name, the town where I live, the college and campus where I teach, and a solicitation for sex was on the profile. So that immediately made me a target offline. That was basically telling strangers, I want to have, casual sex with whomever sees this profile. It was very, very paralyzing to be in that situation and to realize I had no more control over a big part of my life.
Yeah, so in effect, it was the shock and the horror. As you said, there was terror involved. But at the same time, you are no longer in control of this. What then happened?
Both times I sought the assistance of law enforcement, and officers with whom I spoke were very condescending. They just shook their heads and said, you shouldn't have done that, and there's nothing that we can do, and no crime has been committed. It was then that I realized that, this was not going to go away, and I started to blame myself. I wasn't yet detached enough to say, I didn't do anything wrong, because I felt like I had to make this better. I had to make this right. And that's when my despair had hit an all-time low and I had attempted suicide.
So from that very rock bottom position, what actually helped you? What helped you turn it around?
I became very angry. I was outraged. I had met a Maryland state police officer. I'd mostly been working with local police, but I met a state police officer who was assigned my case. And he explained the limits of the Maryland law to me, and I heard myself say, then I'm going to change the law. And I believe that's when I had, fought off and finally cast away the shame that accompanies being the victim of a crime of a sexual nature, and, started to very openly voice that any shame attributed to this crime needs to be put on the perpetrator. And I think that reimagining and re-seeing my situation and as not me as victim, but as someone who had to deal with a horrible perpetrator